or even this. I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. USA leading 42-20. Now into the fourth quarter. As both teams switching sides, Bannex now going left to right across your radio. Trailing by 22 points, 42-20. And the sidelines of USA number 88, Hayden Ewald, is being worked on. Looks like it's some sort of right knee or right leg issue.
Looks like they're stretching him out. Looks like maybe a hamstring or a sore muscle of some sort.
Bannex faced with a third down and 10 yards to go. Morneau looking back to pass, staying in the pocket, gets this one off, and it's overthrown to Tyler Labor, flies out of bounds at the 50-yard line. Incomplete pass, and now a fourth down for the Hatchets.
Yeah, there's a little space there for Morneau to find Labor, but that ball sailed a little bit on him out of bounds.
Morneau now 10 for 17 in the night for 123 yards, one touchdown through the air. Now fourth down, they bring out the punt team, which is eerily similar to the offensive unit. With Tyman Morneau awaiting the snap at his own 25-yard line for the punt. The punt is up. Beautiful kick from Tommy Morneau, the sophomore. It comes in at the 25-yard line by number 80, Garrett Nix. He's still on his feet with a good return here across the 40 and finally brought down to the 44-yard line. A 19-yard reception and a flag comes in after the play. As things are starting to get a little chippy out there.
Yeah, definitely. And number 24, Matt McVay, the junior, making a nice tackle on that return.
11:43 left in the fourth. Unsportsmanlike conduct against USA. Number 54, Austin Harper. So this is going to be 15 yards from the end of the run.
Yeah, nothing too major, just some extracurricular activity after the whistle.
It's like the third recess of the day. Not quite sure what's going on out there. 29-yard line now is the line of scrimmage. And it's first and 10. First and 10, they mark off the 15 yards from the end of the run, so doesn't hurt the first down play here for USA. Garrett Nitz back out there on the left. Two men in the backfield in the eye. And Bannex got through the line, but it's still handed out to Brandon Harper, who's still struggling for his life out of the 28-yard line. Finally brought down the 29-yard line. It's going to be a loss of one. Could have been a lot more on that last play. And now second and 11 for USA. 11 and a half to play in the fourth.
Tyler Gray making the tackle in the backfield.
That's the second tackle for a loss on the night from Bannex. Totaling 2 yards. Loss of about a half yard on the play. 11 minutes to play. A 22-point game. 42 for USA, 20 for Bannex. Bannex scored first tonight, made it 8-0. And USA responded with 20 unanswered. Then all of a sudden we were tied at 20, and now here we are. Handoff right up the middle to Seth Gangler, has the first down, and then some. He's still on his feet at midfield, and that's where he's going to come down, or maybe at the 49. No, they say he's down at the 50-yard line. It's a 21-yard run for Seth Gangler, moving the chains right to the 50-yard line for USA.
Tyler Labor making the tackle at midfield.
The Patriots starting to roll in the second half.
Yeah, looking at the Hatchets, starting to guess which running back's going to get the ball. And it was Harper dominating the first half. And every time they seems like they guess Harper, Gangler takes it down the other side for a big gain.
First and 10 from midfield. Right to left across the radio for USA. And it's a handoff to Brandon Harper. Puts his head down and charges forward for the first down. About a 10-yard run right to the 40-yard line. And they say first down, 10 yards to go for USA.
Tyler Labor in on another tackle for Baddox.
Brandon Harper really racking up all the yards here tonight. He has 21 carries for 207 yards, now across the bicentennial number here. Three touchdowns on the night. First and 10, T formation, Lindenberg. Going to the hard count, and we have a few whistles. And it's going to be a false start on USA. Looked like a little bit of a movement on the right side of that line. Pushes them back 5 yards. Now it's first and 15 at the 45-yard line of Bad Axe. So the clock has stopped currently at 10:05. Seth Gangler also having a good night here. 14 carries for 114 yards and a touchdown. Two touchdowns, in fact. First and 15, Lindenberg hands this off to number 20, who's breaking free of all of his tackles. He's still going down to the 20-yard line and finally thrown to the ground at the 18-yard line. A great run from the 45 to the 18, a 27-yard run for number 20. That is Ryan Miller-Wise, the junior running back.
Tyler Gray eventually hauling him down for Bad Axe.
First and 10 for the Patriots inside the red zone yet again on the left side of your radio. 9:50 to play in the fourth, trying to add on to their 22-point lead. Lindenberg to Brandon Harper, right through the right hole, still on his feet, reversing fields at the 5, and he's in for the score. Touchdown, USA. A 19-yard run for the score puts USA now 48, Bad Axe 20.
Yeah, and Harper there just doing what he does best. A hard cut from right to left, a stiff arm, a smaller Bad Axe defender to the ground, and high step into the end zone. Another touchdown for Harper.
He runs with his head up
when he's
out in open field, and he really is one step ahead of the defenders.
Well, he can see what's coming and can adjust well.
Going for two here, down the T formation, back to pass to the right. And it is nearly caught, but falls and hits the floor first before into the hands. So the incomplete pass for the two-point conversion, no good. 9:39 left in the fourth. It's USA 48, Bad Axe 20.
Are you living in the dark ages? Because if you're not on the Thumb Cellular Network while in the Thumb area, your service is spotty at best, and your smartphone internet connection is very slow. Announcing Thumb Cellular has just added towers in Cass City, Owendale, Decker, Argyle, Port Austin, and Fillion to their 4G high-speed network. Thumb Cellular now has 41 4G LTE towers covering most of the Thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. Remember the competition? They don't even have 3G through much of the Thumb. So what are you waiting for? Switch to the lightning speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE service right now and get a free 4G phone just for joining the network. Terms of service apply. So head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a free demonstration on these blazing speeds. And it's only from your local cellular carrier. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
On behalf of the WLW Sports Program broadcast team, we'd like to wish a happy birthday to Drew Whitty. Birthday this weekend. USA, ready to kick it off. Now the kicker, 59. Chandler Fritz on the onside kick at the 47-yard line. And USA, in fact, recovered by number 22, Nathan Mielke. I really don't think that was supposed to be an onside kick, but that's how it came off the foot, Dave.
Yeah, it was, again, another one of them low squib kicks that actually drilled a Bad Axe, a front man, I guess. He was looking to start falling back and become a blocker, and he hit off his leg and bounced right back to the USA Patriots.
First and 10 for USA, coming off of a score, recovering the onside kick, 9:39 left in the fourth, leading by 28 points, 48-20. Inside Bad Axe territory already at the 48-yard line. Short field to work with.